It doesn't take an extraordinary experience to make health feel like an extraordinary blessing. Even the smallest, most ordinary moments are sacred. It's Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Asthma can make breathing very difficult and truly affect the quality of life for asthmatics. My guest is Dr. Robert Goldberg. He's a pulmonary and critical care physician at Mission Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Goldberg. Let's start with, what is asthma and who really is at risk for it?
Asthma is a disease process where the muscles around the airways spasm. Basically, you have these muscles around your airways. They're there to open and close your airways. In some patients, they are too sensitized and they spasm to various exposures. And those exposures can range from cold air to environmental exposures such as pollen or animals, or they can spasm spontaneously. Exercise is another possible exacerbating factor. How we diagnose asthma is based on breathing tests or a good history. There is a test called a methacholine challenge in which we have patients inhale increasing doses of this airway irritant. Everyone's airways will become irritated at some point, and asthmatics will become irritated at a lower dose. This test is not performed frequently in the community, as you can imagine taking an asthmatic and causing them to go into an asthma attack can be dangerous.
Well, it sounds, so you're trying to elicit this reaction to find out if, you know, somebody is an asthmatic. Now, if you had, does it run in families?
It definitely runs in families. It also will run in certain communities. And we're not 100% sure what is the cause of asthma. There's various theories. There's one theory that asthma is increasing as we become a cleaner society, as we use more antibacterials and are not exposing to our kids to as many allergens. Their immune system is becoming revved up and therefore becomes hyper-responsive. That is one of many theories of what causes asthma.
What about being overweight or smoker? Are these kinds of risk factors that can contribute? So if someone was not an asthmatic or doesn't have the propensity or the genetic component, can you kind of make yourself one?
Usually weight does not play a role in causing asthma. Smoking can cause various lung diseases, but it's not a common cause of asthma. Usually patients will either have asthma as a child, and this is a spontaneous process. Most children who do have asthma will eventually grow out of it, but then that increases their risk of asthma later in life.
Now, there's a difference between asthma and exercise-induced asthma, correct, Dr. Goldberg? Explain that difference.
Exercise-induced asthma is that patients will develop asthma or wheezing asthma-like symptoms when they exercise. Some people feel that it is just a lighter or a milder form of asthma. Usually it's treated easily with an inhaler right before exercise, pre-treating yourself for that asthma attack. But it seems to be a milder form from what we can see.
And what are some of the complications that someone with asthma, so if they've come to see you, maybe they've brought in their child who's been having trouble breathing, you know, those kinds of things that you might notice. I mean, this is something, right, that you would notice pretty quickly because obviously it has to do with breathing.
Sure. Well, the range of asthma can extend anywhere from mild exercise-induced asthma to those patients who have severe persistent asthma, meaning they have symptoms on a daily basis. They're on a high doses of medications. The biggest complication of asthma is an asthma attack can lead to respiratory distress or even death. Most asthmatics are treated well and respond to our current medications. The most severe asthmatics might need more advanced therapies, such as a medication called Xolair, which is specific for those asthmatics with an allergic component to their asthma. And even there's a new procedure, non-drug procedure, called bronchial thermoplasty, which is available for those patients with severe persistent asthma.
Okay, so if you're on medications, are these long-term asthma control medications? Are they mostly short? You know, we've got our rescue inhalers. Those are your quick relief for times of, you know, incredible stress. But what about those long-term ones? Can people stay on those things pretty much for the rest of their life?
They can. When we approach asthma, we do it in a stepwise fashion, depending upon your frequency of symptoms and the severity of symptoms. And we can treat them anywhere from just a rescue, a short-acting bronchodilator, or a short-acting medication that opens up your airways as needed, to needing these medications that patients are on chronically on a daily basis. And many patients need them for extended periods of time, if not for life.
Give us a quick overview of bronchial thermoplasty, and how does that help someone with severe asthma?
Bronchial thermoplasty is a non-drug, minimally invasive procedure in which we extend a probe into the patient's airways and heat up the airways to about 65 degrees Celsius. By heating up the airways, we reduce the smooth muscle, which is the component of the airway that is responsible for the asthma attack.
Okay, so this is a long-term solution for people that have gone through their steroids, had to visit the ER a bunch of times, that sort of thing?
Exactly. These are the patients who have severe asthma that are having frequent exacerbations. They're on high doses of medications and still feeling symptoms. Studies have shown that this procedure will reduce their ER visits, improve their quality of life, reduce their number of unexpected doctor's visits. It is long-term. We can't say it's lifelong, but we have a study that is going to be published soon in an allergy journal, which shows that the effects of the procedure last past 5 years.
Okay, so what about things that people can do, Dr. Goldberg, at home? Lifestyle and, you know, not home remedies per se, but things that they can do at home. Are there ways to reduce the triggers? Do air filters work? You know, give us solutions that people can use right now today after listening to this show that they can do to reduce maybe a possible upcoming severe asthma attack.
The first line of therapy would be to try and figure out if you have a trigger and what that trigger is. Some people, again, will be triggered by animal exposure. Some people are allergic to cats and will go into an asthma attack every time they're near a cat, whereas other people, it's dogs. Some people, it's pollen and the spring season. So the first step is to find that trigger and reduce your exposure to that trigger. Air filters might help in cleaning the air in order to reduce your exposure to triggers, especially some people are very allergic to dust. And then from there, going to see your doctor and discussing your symptoms, assessing how severe your asthma is, and discussing a treatment plan with your doctor would be the next step.
Now, the outside environment, I mean, obviously, if we're working on our inside environment and we're our pillowcases, you know, now they have these anti-allergen pillowcase covers and mattress covers that might help some people, maybe removing carpeting that particularly attracts dust and dander. But what about outside, you know, spores outside, the environment, maybe humidity? Do those things contribute, and what can you even do about those?
They do contribute, and it's much more difficult to control your outside environment. So trying to avoid those exposures, if you can, are important. If you know you're going to go into an asthma attack every time you go into a certain field, then try to avoid that field. But then also carrying your rescue medications, your medications that will counteract that asthma attack, are vital to controlling your symptoms.
Okay, so now people, I don't know if they ask you, but they always ask me these kinds of questions about anything sort of alternative medicine, breathing techniques, acupuncture, relaxation. Does stress play a role, Dr. Goldberg, in exacerbating an asthma attack?
Stress can definitely play a role in exacerbating asthma. There are some lifestyle changes that might help. We don't have clear-cut studies that confirm this. Though I've had patients who have gone on specialized diets, whether that's avoiding dairy products or even a gluten-free diet, which their symptoms do seem to reduce. But again, there's no studies which absolutely confirm that this truly will reduce asthma or reduce your symptoms.
Okay, so in just the last 30 seconds, please wrap it up for us with asthma and your best advice.
Asthma is a disease in which your airways spasm in reaction to either an exposure, or they can either spasm spontaneously. It's usually easily treated with various inhalers, though some patients are so severe they'll need advanced therapies, and discuss with your doctor to see your severity and a good treatment plan to control your disease.
Thank you so much, Dr. Robert Goldberg. You're listening to Mission Radio. For more information, you can go to missionforhealth.com. That's mission, the number 4 health.com. This is Melanie Cole for Mission Radio. Thanks for listening.